Dr. Mark Bubeck, in his great concern for helping parents in the raising of their children, wrote a book entitled Raising Lambs Among Wolves, a powerful little book. I would encourage you to have it. But Dr. Bubeck comes now to lead us in prayer in behalf of our children.
Loving Heavenly Father, you've taught us to pray. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Loving Lord, these words of the psalmist's prayer remind us of the roaring waters of evil that threaten to engulf our children in the devil's sea of ruin, death, and destruction. That's always Satan's agenda. He plotted destructive evil against Job and his family. But Job prayed for your hedge of protection, and you put it there. The devil even complained. Have you not put a hedge around him and his household and everything he has? Those words of the devil to you, Almighty God, help us know that you will protect our children. I ask you, loving Lord, to build your powerful hedge of protection around my own family and those that are a part of this prayer. We need the fortress of your presence to guard our children and grandchildren from those swirling tides of evil that are determined to sweep them away. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for your strong words of caution when we deal with spiritual evil. No man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he will first bind the strong man. I'm asking you, Lord Jesus Christ, to bind and rebuke the power of Satan's kingdom addressed against our family and each individual child. Being seated with my Lord Jesus Christ in the heavenly realms, I use my authority with yours to pull down those strongholds of evil that are determined to rob, kill, and destroy my loved ones. I ask you to keep my children in that safest of all places. Keep them hidden with Christ in God the Father. I hold the name of the Lord Jesus Christ over each of my children in that protective hedge of his precious blood. May the shepherding care of the Lord Jesus Christ, may the sealing of your Holy Spirit, may the watchful presence of your holy angels be on constant protective duty about each member of my family. O loving Lord, I ask you enable me to be a sentry on duty through my watchful prayers. You've assigned parents and grandparents a major responsibility in your hedge of protection. Grant us the wisdom to guard and protect them from the insidious evils of the world system. Help me to exercise patience in teaching them biblical principles concerning how to overcome their flesh. Evil supernaturalism is everywhere. The insidious proliferation through games, books, television, movies, and even their peers invite them to experiment with the occult and all of its subtle evil power. I cry out in prayer against that evil, and I ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, for your wonderful hedge to protect them from entrapment. Help me to wisely warn and teach them from your word of these dangers. May your love and power keep them out of their enemy's territory. Again, Lord Jesus Christ, you have also made your church to be a part of your protective hedge for me and my family and all of your children. May the children's workers and the youth leaders of our church enjoy your anointing to be able to relate to the spiritual, emotional, and social needs of each child. Grant to my children, those Christian friends in their peer group that you know will make them stronger Christians. Make my children to be of equal help to their peers. O loving Heavenly Father, keep the fullness of your Spirit and Lordship of your Savior, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, enabling every pastor and church leader to shepherd your people in your ways. May the edifying power of your precious word come to all of our hearts with the kind of unction that calls us to service and motivates us to action. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I ask the God of Jacob to be our hedge and fortress of protection at all times and in all ways. You know we need your hedge, and in Jesus' name, I pray for its protection. Amen.